All right, so I'm joined on the line by MRC Pontiac's Public Safety Officer, Julianne Gagnon, to talk a little bit about a interesting project that they have in collaboration with local high school, ESSC. Julianne, how's it going?
Very good.
So, can you tell me a little bit about this firefighter class that started at the local high school here in Fort Collins?
Sure. So this firefighter class is a Firefighter 1 basic training that is required by law in our local municipalities. It's a request that has been made by the regional council of mayors at the MRC for a couple years now, that we, due to a lack of recruiting and retention in firefighters in our local municipalities, that this training be offered to high school students in order to fill some of our ranks within our local fire departments. The basic training, which encompasses all the basic notions of firefighting in local municipalities, and the hope is that we can reach the numbers that we require by law for building fires in the county.
And can you go over a little bit of the history there? I understand there was a pilot project that was carried out, but you guys are sort of on the bleeding edge of this as far as Quebec goes.
Right. So a couple years ago, in fact, just before the pandemic, there were two MRCs that were given pilot projects with L'École Nationale des Pompiers du Québec, which is the organization responsible for firefighting qualifications in Quebec. And after a couple years and through a trial and error through the pandemic, they were able to complete these two groups of high school students in two other MRCs across Quebec and officially made the project available to all. So as soon as it was, of course, we jumped on it, on the opportunity, did everything we could with ESSC, and we're finally getting a course up and running.
That's awesome. And can you talk a little bit about the course, the class size and sort of the format there as well?
Sure. So we have one instructor, teacher instructor, that will give the course to 18 students between the groups of secondary 3, 4, and 5. It's a two-year program, or it's normally about 18 months, but we will take two school years to do so. And the goal is for at least the secondary 5 students that will be graduating this year, that they'll be able to complete their training in local municipalities in fire halls where they belong, as if they choose to join their local fire department.
And can you talk a little bit about what the process is like normally in our local fire departments here, and like how much of a leg up this is as far as recruitment goes?
Of course. So yeah, the local fire departments are always looking for more candidates to join their ranks. Of course, it's a lengthy process. So as you see here now, it's a two-year course that teaches you basic training. But of course, with our county being mostly, partially seasonal, sometimes it's difficult to fill those ranks with local residents who are oftentimes very busy, or don't necessarily have the time to put towards taking a course like this, especially when you're joining a local fire department. And it's not quite as much of a volunteer base as it used to be. Volunteering has also taken a little bit of a hit over the last few years with the pandemic. So for all these reasons, it's difficult, and we're hoping that this program in the school will help appease some of those issues that we're having.
That's interesting. And can we come back to the content of the course there as well? Is a lot of it online there, or how much is it practical there as well?
When we give the training in a fire hall, some of it is a combination of online physical training. But for the school program, we'll be taught the theoretical portion of it will be given by the teacher in class, and then we will apply those notions to the physical operations of a fire department, either at the school with some firefighting equipment that will be lent by the municipalities of Fort Collins and Mansfield, or we will just simply have that training at the fire hall itself, so that those students can learn the ins and outs of a fire hall and all the equipment that goes along with it.
And just to wrap up here, Julianne, this sounds like a great program here. What are you guys looking at as far as future expansion? Are you looking to get into the other schools as well?
Yes, of course. This is sort of our little mini pilot project. this year in the school. If all goes well, we're hoping to have ideally 15 to 18 candidates complete this course. And then, of course, we will expand this to other high schools, notably the English Western Quebec School Board, probably with schools, hopefully with a program in Shawville and Chapeau.
Julien, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with us about this. It's a pretty interesting program. If there's anything else you wanted to add or anything that we didn't mention there earlier, I'll give you the last word.
Great. No, I think that's it, Caleb. We invite anybody else who would like to join the fire department. Doesn't have to be students. Anybody's welcome. Just contact your local fire service. And for those students who are will be participating, we wish them luck and hope that all goes well. But there's a very good system to support them, and we're hoping that they feel free to use it. So thank you, Caleb.